So, Mohammed, we're down underneath the mosque now, and there is an area here which is a wash area.
Absolutely. So Muslims have to wash before they pray. And right now we have our beloved friend Rabi, who's going to go through the actions of the ablution.
Now, we can see this online. First of all, on the tap, he's sitting at a stool and washing his hands.
Yeah, there are many actions that come with doing ablution, and the first one is, of course, washing the hands. And then with the right hand, just cupping the right hand and washing out the mouth. So if you've had a lot of garlic or whatnot, you need to make sure that any remnants of the garlic goes. And then washing the nose. And then
the left hand?
With the left hand. Congratulations for picking that one out. So anything that is deemed dirty is generally done with the left hand with Muslims. Anything that is holy or precious or important is done with the right hand. So turning the pages of the Quran, washing the mouth out is generally done. And washing the right hand first is generally done in Islam.
Now, he's actually now washed both hands on his face and now moving to his arms.
That's correct. So you'll find most of the outer limbs of the body are washed. The face, the hands, he's going through his ears at the moment and just wiping over his hair. Anything that could collect, anything that is quite dirty. The last thing, which is very, very interesting, is the washing of the feet. And I say it's interesting because as Muslims in Australia, if you're working in the corporate world, this is where it becomes a bit tricky. Going into corporate bathrooms and putting your feet in the sink doesn't always work well with managers and the HR department. That's why you find mosques and prayer areas donated around the CBD and other CBDs around Sydney.
So after washing the feet, once again to the hands?
The last one is the hands, and then the final action of the ablution is to make a quick prayer, which is to bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his final slave and messenger. And now we're ready to pray.
Well, let's go upstairs and pray, but thank you for showing us through here. Now, one of the things that I've noticed here is a very traditional toothbrush.
Well, I can tell you this much. Colgate wasn't around 1,400 years ago. A very honourable thing for Muslims to do is to follow every action of the Prophet, peace be upon him, whether it is timeless or whether it was done at that time specifically because there is nothing else. So symbolically in Islam, we use a toothbrush called the miswak, which comes from the arak tree, and it has many medicinal benefits, but also the obvious benefit of using it every time you pray, which is five times a day, to make sure your teeth are clean.
Mohammed, thank you for taking us through the ablution areas. We broadcast live from Lakemba Mosque.